Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
National Anthem here from John Thiel. Jim, right now, let's send it out to PA announcer Bill Allison for the starting lineups.
And now, here are your starting lineups. First for the Crimson from Jacksonville, a 5'4 senior, number 3, Megan March. A 5'8 freshman, number 10, Lauren Flagler. A 5'6 sophomore, number 12, Carly Provo. A 5'8 freshman, number 13, Annika Robinson. And a 5'5 senior, number 32, Veronica Parkovich. Jacksonville coached by Jeanette Barlow, assisted by Joe O'Neill and Samantha Valentine. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 5'9 senior, number 3, Kelsey Legg. A 5'7 sophomore, number 5, Riley Jenkins. A 5'7 senior, number 22, Andrea Sampson. And a 5'9 senior, number 32, Chloe McCarthy. And a 5'7 senior, number 42, Deja Reyes. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jay Barsinger, Michael Rux, and Josh Biddle.
Thanks to PA announcer Bill Adelson for our starting lineup. Streaks in their home white, silver numbers, black and silver trim. Jacksonville in their road red, white numbers, and is that black or more like a gray and white?
Yeah, I think it's like a dark gray.
All right, the Jacksonville Crimsons and the Galesburg Silver Streaks here tonight. Senior night from John Thiel Gym. The Streaks 15-13 in need of a win. They've lost four in a row and seven of their last eight. Jacksonville more in need of a win. We don't care about that side of it. They come in with an 0-28 record. Stepping into the center circle, one of the seniors tonight here being honored, Deja Range at 5'7", and for Jacksonville, Annika Robinson, a 5'8 freshman. The ball's up, tap one by the Streaks. Chloe McCarthy has a tap of the key, but it's stolen away and a jump ball called. And it was Robinson, Annika Robinson, that tied her up. So Chloe came down with the ball and stopped to pass it off to set up the offense, and Robinson just came from behind and got her hands on it.
You got to be aware, and you're starting off right away. You want to get some momentum in this game because this, obviously, for the Streaks against an 0-28 team, this is a very winnable game. And if you just play within your system, you should be able to win this one going away.
So the Streaks I guess they're coming down to man-to-man. Now a steal by Riley Jenkins. Riley down the left side. Pulls out, hands off to Kelsey Legg on the left wing. Kelsey out from the field the other day, hit a couple of threes, one off the dribble. Deja down on the left block, kicks back out to Kelsey on the left baseline. Goes to the wing, swings it over to Riley Jenkins for three. Right wing, no good. Rebound comes down to Chloe McCarthy on the weak side. Andrea Sampson on high left side for three. That's too strong. Rebound comes out long again. Kelsey Legg runs it down. Now Riley Jenkins out between the circles. She'll reset for the Streaks. Chloe McCarthy, now, what are these? 1-3-1,
sort of? 1-3-1, but yeah. I don't know that they know how to run it.
Now, Chloe fires just inside the three-point arc, missed it, and the rebound comes away to Annika Robinson. Yeah, it looked like they didn't know any more about what they were doing than we could tell what they were doing. It looked like a 1-3-1.
Well, it had the basic setup of a 1-3-1, but nobody was moving like you're supposed to in the 1-3-1. So...
The Andrea Sampson knocks it out of bounds. The Crimson get it back in front of the Streaks bench. Much be beach night here tonight. A 5-second call as Veronica Parkovich trying to get it in. Nobody was moving toward the ball. Good defense by the Streaks. But one of the better student crowds we've seen for a game here, and all dressed in their beach wear tonight.
Yes.
Chloe McCarthy with the left baseline to Kelsey Legg. Swing it to Riley Jenkins out high right side. Fires a three. That one's good.
Oh, the Streaks are going to press here, and this should cause a lot of problems for the Crimson.
Oh, and a travel by Annika Robinson. Yeah, she took a step before she put it on the floor, and the Streaks will get it back. And that's, I think, with this team, as young as they are, it's going to be a lot of unforced turnovers just like that right there. Not necessarily steals taking it away from somebody, but there will be some on the pass, but we're going to see a lot of unforced turnovers, I think. 6:36 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 3-0. Kelsey Legg out high right side. Swing it to Riley Jenkins on the right baseline to Chloe McCarthy. Now Kelsey Legg out high right side. Fires a three. Missed that one. Rebound. Chloe McCarthy cleans it up. Lays it up and in with a left hand. Good to see Chloe start. She's had a tough stretch. Just 2 points on a couple of free throws on Saturday. Now a steal by Kelsey Legg. To Deja Range down on the right block. Up off the glass. In and out and back in. And a quick timeout being called by Jacksonville head coach Jeanette Barlow. It is a 30-second timeout. Streaks with a touchdown and extra point lead here, 7-0.
This is going to not mean as it's going to sound, but last year I coached a 5th and 6th grade team, and that 5th and 6th grade team was so their basketball knowledge was so low that it was just coaching basics on where to move on the floor and stuff. And this is our first game we played against a team that had been playing together for a while. They came out and pressed us. This is what it looked like.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's hard if you don't have girls that have played a lot of ball coming up through. I mean, it just that basketball knowledge, that basketball IQ is so big. And the full court press again, and another near steal, but Robinson able to come away with it, gets it across, left to the center circle, and then over and back.
Yep.
She tossed it to Lauren Flagler, and she was still in the backcourt jumping into the front court.
Well, and they're not hustling either. And you know, that's... I know they've had a tough season, but right there, if Flagler runs up the floor, she would have easily been across in time, and she could have helped her teammate out.
Chloe McCarthy for three, left wing, missed it, long rebound. Great hustle by Andrea Sampson, ran it down and got it back to Riley Jenkins. Nice look underneath to Kelsey Legg, left baseline. She got, late call on the travel. By the time he blew the whistle, she had gotten bumped, and travel was called. I didn't see it.
I was writing down stuff on my stat sheet, so I didn't see it.
Well, either. I mean, I was watching the play, and I didn't see it. I just saw the foul there. Now a near steal by Andrea Sampson, and she does take it away on the full court press. To Riley Jenkins, top of the key, fires on top of the three-point line, missed it. Deja skies for the rebound, rips it away, puts it up, can't hit, but she's fouled from behind. Foul's going to go against Annika Robinson.
All right, six turnovers for the Crimson, and we're not even 2.5 minutes into this game.
Well, in a lot of ways, I feel sorry for them. Because I printed off their scores as Deja missed the first one. I printed off their scores, and this has, I don't care if you're a player or coach, this is a really tough season. I give the girls credit for if somebody did quit, not them, but those girls that are still here that didn't quit. First game of the season, you lost to Quincy, who we handled 81-20. You lost 67-21, 62-20, 79-22, 92-11, 56-19, 56-3, 99-24, 54-20, 67-26, 59-17, 56-19. And it goes on and on. The whole season has been like that. Three games with less than 10 points. Their high point total this year was 33. They were only over 30 once. Backdoor pass from... Riley Jenkins to Kelsey Lake. She's fouled. That's the second on Annika Robinson. And let's see, Deja made the second of the two free throws in the streaks. Did they get the steal on the pressure?
They did.
Okay, so
Kelsey
now,
Lake with the steal.
So Kelsey will go to the free throw line with two shots. One of the other seniors here for the streaks and hits the first. First substitution for Jacksonville as Jessica Robinson, 5'10 freshman, checks in. And for the streaks, Chelsea Stevenson and Lexi Tucker, another Galesburg senior, Lexi. Second shot for Kelsey is up and in, and she will, actually got another Crimson coming in, Liz Solterman, a 5'5 freshman. Full court pressure from the streaks. Trap in the corner and near travel, and now a steal by Kelsey Legg. Dumps it down to Lexi Tucker, but it got tapped away by Lauren Flagler, and it'll go back to the streaks. Also in, Amara Abbey, 5'5 sophomore for Jacksonville. Kelsey Legg to inbound from the right baseline. It comes to Chelsea Stevenson on the wing. Back to Kelsey Legg on the left baseline. Thought about the three. Now stops. Fires the 18-footer. Short. Gets her own rebound. Nope. Off her hands. And Riley Jenkins comes away with it. Kicks it out to Chelsea Stevenson right wing. Now it's Kelsey Legg with it out high. Bounces for Riley Jenkins. She'll set the offense. Chloe McCarthy out high left side. Down to the left baseline. It goes to Chelsea Stevenson. Now Riley Jenkins tap of the key to Chloe McCarthy. Left wing. Fires a three. In and out. No good. Rebound tapped by Chelsea Stevenson. Kelsey Legg comes away with it. Goes up and under. Missed the shot. Rebound off the hands of Chelsea Stevenson. But Kelsey Legg comes up with it again. Got herself under the basket. Nearly made the shot, but she drew the contact. And I believe the foul is going to go against Jessica Robinson. And that's her first. So the Robinsons dominating the foul so far for Jacksonville. As Kelsey Legg goes back to the free throw line for two more shots. And the first one went in and out. 4:33 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 10-0. Lauren Livingston checks in. She'll give Chloe McCarthy a break. Kaylee Miller waiting to check in for Kelsey Legg.
Coach Barlow asking about why there was a foul call on the last one, getting the explanation that there was kind of, even though the girl started straight up and down, she leaned in, and that's where the foul came from. Now we're going to get another 30-second timeout by Coach Barlow. He's going to try to set something else up against this press, Galesburg press.
And that was also a case where Kelsey did a good job of, she kind of jumped up and back into her, and I sometimes don't like that if the offense initiates the contact. But like you said, the defender kind of leaned over as she went up. Thus the foul. So another 30-second timeout. 4:33 to play first quarter. Streaks pitching a shutout so far, an 11-0 lead.
Streaks wearing special shooting shirts today?
Yes, they were for the seniors. They were caricatures of the seniors. I haven't seen them up close yet. Full court pressure.
Running a home run play.
Well, trying to throw it long, and it's stolen by Riley Jenkins. And she lost the ball because she and Lauren
that
Livingston
was
collided.
The most effective press break right there because Riley stole it, ran into Lauren Livingston, dropped the ball, and then the Crimson picked it back up.
Yeah, she took a shot to her chin from Lauren's shoulder, and looks like she's okay. She was checking her tooth, it looked like, there for a second. Right baseline. Ooh, a blocking call on Kaylee Miller.
Lauren's playing free safety there. She's got to recognize where Riley is on the floor. Riley was running right with the girl, and she's got to make sure that collision doesn't happen.
Inbound, it will be Veronica Parkovich. Bounces on the left block for Megan March, and lots of handle on it. Knocked away by Riley Jenkins, and Riley has it. Goes by the back, cross midcourt, left wing. Kaylee Miller thought about the three. Now picks it up and swings it to Chelsea Stevenson on the right wing. She'll fire the 18-footer. That's off the mark. Weak side rebound tapped around. Finally brought away by March for Jacksonville. She'll give way to Lauren Flagler, who will bring it across left of the center circle. Left wing it goes to Parkovich. Parkovich on the dribble. Picks up. Gives out high to Flagler on the left side. Flagler on the dribble. Goes right. Bounces right wing for March. March goes baseline. Runners up. Riley Jenkins got called for the foul. Joe's just giving them a break, I think, because Riley looked like a clean block.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to say her hand was down on the hip, maybe.
No.
Yeah. Well, he's had a push, so I don't know.
No, man. Yeah. I didn't see it. It looked clean.
So going to the free throw line will be Megan March with two shots for Jacksonville and hits the first. So they score with 3:37 to play here in the first quarter. March 5'4", one of the few seniors on the Jacksonville roster. They've got, three seniors on the roster. Let's see. Checking in, back in, Carly Provo, 5'6", sophomore. She started. She played most of the sophomore game, too. A lot of these girls have done that all season. Second shot, no good. And Andrea Sampson with a rebound. She's back in, as is Kelsey Legg and Deja Range, along with Lauren Livingston and Kaylee Miller. So Andrea with it. Lauren Livingston now left wing. It goes to Kelsey Legg. Kelsey swings it to Kaylee Miller out high right side. She tosses for Andrea Sampson. She'll bring it back out and give it to Kelsey Legg. She'll reset the offense. 3:16 to play in the first quarter. Streaks lead 11-1. Andrea Sampson in the right corner out to Kelsey Legg on the wing. Swing it over to Kaylee Miller. Left baseline. She'll fire the three. Good! Been a while since Kaylee's hit one of those. Make it 14-1 streaks. Full court pressure again. And dribbling out of trouble somehow was Flagler, and they get it across.
Got to shut the sideline down.
Now Flagler's got it out near the center circle. Bounces inside. I don't know how the heck that pass got through there, but it did. A layup high off the glass by Megan March is up and in. That bounce pass, it had to be absolutely perfect to get through two streaks defenders, and it was. Now Andrea Sampson for three, right wing, good. Andrea had a couple of big ones in the fourth quarter against Alleman on Saturday, had 15 points, and it's that one, 17-3 streaks with under 2.5 to play in the first quarter. March, come on, a push, really?
Now we're getting real ticky-tacky on the fouls down here on the Crimson End. IA did not see the push.
No.
Kelsey's leg or arms were out wide the whole time, so they had to have called her with essentially a chest bump.
I'm not sure I get that. Oh, well, that's...
And the ball was out in front of the offensive
right.
player, so if she hit anything, it would have been the ball.
Yeah, three team fouls on the streaks now. That's the first on Kelsey. This is Flagler, left side, goes down the left side of the lane to the baseline, pulls back out to the wing. In the paint, it goes to Liz Solterman. She misses, and the rebound comes down to Deja Range. Now to Kelsey Legg on the run across midcourt. Gets to Lauren Livingston, left wing. Swings it to Andrea Sampson. Top of the key, Kelsey Legg for three. Good! Kelsey with six. And full court pressure again, and they break it. This is Solterman. Down to the right block. It goes a shot turnaround up and no good by,
Porter.
That was Cecilia Porter, who's a 5'10 freshman. Now Kaylee Miller, another three from the left side. No good, and the rebound's going to fall out of bounds, and Jackson will bring it the length of the court. 1:30 to play in the first quarter. Streaks lead 20-3. I imagine that we're going to see a lot of subbing from Coach Massey in the first half, and we'll see this full court pressure for a while, but I'm guessing maybe even the whole first half, but once we get into the second half, I
almost think if they're up by 20 after one, I think we won't see it in the second. Okay. I could be wrong. But I don't think we'll
see it in the second half anyway, for sure.
Oh, no.
And we probably won't see this. He might start the starters and give them the chance to get individually their standing ovations, the seniors, I mean, their standing ovations. All right, so I'm not sure what's going on.
So there was a sub, and then Joe asked for the ball back, and she threw it at Joe's feet, and it bounced off Joe's feet and went onto the floor.
Jacksonville breaks the press again. This is Parkovich with it. Top of the key, fires inside the three-point line, missed it. And the rebound fought for. Porter pulls it away, turns, puts it up off the glass, no good. And Lauren Livingston fights with Porter for the rebound. It's, Porter, 5'10 and a freshman, and at least 5'10. That's what they've got her listed at. But the unfortunate thing, she doesn't really jump when she shoots. I was watching her shooting warm-ups and kind of two-handed, flat-footed. That's the she really needs some work.
She's a freshman, though,
yeah.
So she's got time.
Left baseline, Andrea Sampson out high to Chelsea Stevenson near the center circle. Bounces for Riley Jenkins out high on the right side. Swing it back to Andrea Sampson, left wing.
They're moving much better on the 1-3-1. Still not right, but better.
Riley Jenkins for three, right wing. Good on the feed from Andrea Sampson. She's got six. Make it 23-3, 47 seconds of play. Now Flagler runs it across right side, picked up by Andrea Sampson. On the right wing, looking for help now, and bounces out high. It's going to go into the backcourt. Streets going to get back on another Jacksonville turnover.
The 11th.
Chloe McCarthy back in. She'll replace Lauren Livingston. Quickly back up, Kaylee Miller, and she'll replace Andrea Sampson. 34.2 to play in the first quarter. Streets with a 20-point lead, 23-3. Riley Jenkins is set up against the 1-3-1. They've got it really spread out now. Better setup. Kaylee Miller for three, left baseline, off the top of the glass, no good. Riley Jenkins with the rebound, fires an 18-footer, good. She's got eight, 25-3 with 20 seconds to play. Inbound tapped by Lexi Tucker, but Cecilia Porter able to come away with it. Now it's Flagler for Jacksonville. 8 seconds to play. Out between the circles. Right side it goes to Parkovic with five. Drives right baseline, pushes off. Shot blocked by Lexi Tucker. Rebound Chloe McCarthy. 1 second to play, and the Streaks won't get a shot off. But a good first quarter for the Galesburg Silver Streaks as they lead the undermanned Jacksonville Crimsons 25-3. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Here's something to think about. In today's economy, even if you have a 401k or a pension, it will most likely not be enough to fund your retirement. Your goal of lifetime financial security could begin today by opening a traditional or Roth IRA. Hi, I'm Nicole Molden, personal banker at Tompkins State Bank in Galesburg. Understanding IRAs and their benefits can be confusing. I can help answer some of your questions so you can decide which one best fits your future goals. To learn more, please contact me or stop by any of our four locations and start saving today.
Tompkins State Bank, community-minded, customer-focused, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Galesburg Silver Streaks host the Jacksonville Crimsons in the final game at John Field Gym this season. I'm Tom Erdl. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame around 6:06 on WGIL. One quarter in the books from John Thiel Gym. Senior night, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Jacksonville Crimsons 25-3. That is the correct score, 25-3, Jacksonville 0-28 on the season. Crimsons with the basketball to start the second quarter, and Robinson has nearly lost the dribble without Kelsey Lake doing anything. Now it goes into the backcourt. Oh, good hustle by Kelsey. Oh, it's good. Wow. Kelsey with a steal, and Robinson didn't really go after it. Kelsey went and hustled and went after it, and I thought Kelsey tapped it, then it bounced out of bounds, but the Streaks get it. We'll take it.
Nobody's going to argue that from
now,
the Streaks.
No, not from our side, no. Right wing, Deja Range to Kelsey Leg between the circles. Left wing, Riley Jenkins, and I'm not sure what happened. Did the pass get blocked there?
There's nobody there, so yeah. One would think somebody must have got a hand on it.
And Jacksonville comes up with a steal. Now quick 17-footer and air ball from the right wing by Solterman. And the Streaks will bring it the other way. Kelsey Lake bounces for Chloe McCarthy in the paint. Kicks out to Andrea Sampson, right wing for three. Good! Her second of the ball game. Streaks already with six threes in this basketball game, leading 28-3.
Well, if the Streaks want to get healthy shooting the basketball, now's a good night to do
Absolutely.
It before having to go up to Wharton.
Right wing, 17-footer up, and banked that one in. That was that Annika Robinson? Yeah. First basket for her, make it 28-5. Chloe McCarthy, left baseline, Kelsey Legg, puts it on the floor, goes to the wing, looks down to the right baseline to Andrea Sampson for three. Oh, that one bounced off, no good. Robinson with a rebound for Jacksonville. It's Annika Robinson. She'll bring it across. Out high left side, it goes to
that
March.
That was a travel.
March and now
pivot
jump
feet.
Ball. Well, that's the thing. We're getting ticky-tacky with the fouls, but there's been several of those travels that have happened that hadn't been called. Possession arrow points toward, well, they said it was pointing toward Jacksonville. It points toward the Streaks. That's right. Jacksonville had it to start the quarter.
13 turnovers now.
6.5 minutes to play in the first half. Streaks with a 28-5 lead. Riley Jenkins right at the center circle with it. Gives out high left side to Kelsey Legg. Left baseline to Andrea Sampson. Bounces for Chloe McCarthy, and it got knocked away from behind her to go back to the Streaks. And Kelsey Legg will inbound from the left baseline.
You know, we talk about the 0-28 record, but to make things even worse, there really hasn't been a close game, as we're going to get another foul on Annika Robinson, her third. There hasn't been a close game in any of their losses.
No.
Their closest loss was to Western Seymour out of Barry, Illinois. They lost by 18.
Never heard of that school.
Me neither.
I never heard of Barry, Illinois even. Chloe McCarthy goes to the free throw line. She hits the first of two. She's got 3 points. Back in for Jacksonville is Carly Provo. Yeah, even in their game, their high output this year was, 33 points, and they lost 65-33. That was to Mount Sterling Brown County, and that's another small school. As Chloe hits both.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about Western Seymour, but I'm going to guess they're a 1A school.
Yeah, that's just a guess. As another unforced turnover, ball went right through the hands of Megan March right in front of the Streaks bench, so the Streaks will bring it from three quarters court, leading 30-5 with just over 6 minutes to play here in the first half. Right wing, Deja Range. Goes to Kelsey Legg out near the center circle, out high left side to Riley Jenkins. Had Deja back door and couldn't get the handle on, but she's able to save it into Chloe. So the Streaks get another crack at it. Riley Jenkins out high between the circles. She'll reset against the 1-3-1 zone. Now Kelsey Legg out high left side. Swings it to Andrea, right wing. Now a quick pass to Deja down on the block.
Deja, and don't put it on the floor.
Yep, and lost the handle on, but she got it back again to Riley Jenkins. Kicks out to Andrea for three, right wing. Bounces high, bounces off again, no good. Deja with the rebound, leans in, and got pushed from behind by Porter. And that's, 15 foul now on Jacksonville. First on Porter, and the Streaks will have it on the right baseline. Back in Lauren Flagler, and she replaces Carly Provo. Kelsey Legg inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks. And it comes to Riley Jenkins, right back to Kelsey. They close out on the three, so she penetrates. Baseline kicks out to Andrea, out high left side for three. That one's short, right on target, but short. And Riley Jenkins with a rebound. Kicks left wing to Kelsey Legg. Swing it back to Riley on the left wing. And, oh, she stepped on the sideline. Got a little bit over too far. She went up to catch the pass and then came down and landed on the sideline. So the Streaks turn it over with 5:09 to play in the half, leading 30-5. Let's see. Is that a 24? Madison Shanks, a 5'6 freshman in for Jacksonville.
Flagler all alone in the backcourt tried to go back behind her back and almost lost the basketball.
And now did it again, and Kelsey knocked it away, but she was able to get it back. This is Parkovich, dribbles right, traveled before she left with it.
I will tell you that was one of the things that always drove me nuts as a coach. You're having a hard enough time controlling the basketball, and then the player wants to do something fancy.
Yeah, now the pass, she threw it right off of Parkovich threw it right off the foot of Lauren Flagler, so the Streaks get it back. Chelsea Stevenson, Lexi Tucker back in. Deja Range, Andrea Sampson get a break. 4:40 to play. Streaks lead 30-5.
15th turnover of the game for the Crimson. Streaks have four.
Riley Jenkins to the left corner to Kelsey Legg. Fires just inside the three-point line. Short, and the rebound off the hands of the Streaks last. I think Lexi Tucker and Chloe McCarthy both got a hand on it. They'll go back the other way. Jessica Robinson back in, 5'10 freshman. She'll replace Cecilia Porter, another 5'10 freshman. So they got some size coming up on this team, some of the younger players. Yeah, I guess you would hope for their program that losing 29 or 30 games, whatever it ends up, doesn't prevent them from wanting to do it anymore.
Right, and it can be a program killer because, you know, it's not fun to lose,
no.
Period, but then to lose like they've been losing,
yeah,
and not even have close games. I mean, at least if some of these games were close, you'd have an argument to be had that, well, you know, they're making progress, but the exact opposite's happening.
Liz Solterman missed a three badly. Chelsea Stevenson from the right wing came in and out no good with the 17-footer, and Jacksonville has it coming back the other way. Because, yeah, you got to think, hopefully she's able to convince these girls, especially as freshmen, like, look, you're getting a lot of varsity playing time. This is all going to pay off for you in 4 years. The ball goes in the backcourt. Good hustle by Chelsea Stevenson. Got tripped up, and it's going to go to the Streaks. I thought,
well,
Chelsea tapped a last.
No, so what happened there was Solterman just watched the ball in the backcourt. She didn't want to touch it. Chelsea touched it, accidentally hit it forward, but then Solterman went down to get it, and she kicked it out of bounds.
So the Streaks get it back. They've got it on the left baseline. Kaylee Miller to inbound into Lauren Livingston.
And after she kicked it, she didn't try to go get it.
Kaylee Miller penetrates. The 10-footer is blocked, and that's going to go back to the Streaks as it hit the end line. 3:25 to play here in the first half. Streaks leading 30-5. Kaylee Miller inbound once again, and it comes to Lexi Tucker. Puts it up off the glass and in. So, let's see. All of our seniors have scored here tonight.
So he's good for a senior night.
Yep. 32-5, Streaks lead. Right wing, this is Flagler with it. Out high left side, it goes to Solterman. She missed the shot. And Kaylee Miller comes away with it. Up court it goes to Chelsea Stevenson. Right baseline, 18-footer off the mark. Rebound comes out long to Lexi Tucker. Top of the key, Kaylee Miller.
Who missed that shot?
Chelsea. Now Lauren Livingston tried to bounce inside and was looking for Alita Brown, but put the ball too far toward the baseline, and the Streaks turn it over. Amara Abbey back in, and she'll replace Veronica Parkovich
no
for Jacksonville.
No press by the Streaks.
32-5 is the Galesburg lead. 2:44 to play first half. And a near steal and a steal by Kaylee Miller.
And it looked like she double dribbled.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Right baseline, Chelsea Stevenson puts on the floor, picks up, bounces for Lexi Tucker. Now top of the key, Kaylee Miller. Back to Chelsea Stevenson, right baseline, 18-footer is up. Good! Chelsea Stevenson's first basket, make it 34-5 Streaks, 2:20 to play. This is Flagler on the dribble on high right side. It goes to Salterman.
This might be the first senior night I've ever seen where the seniors probably don't play much in the second half.
Yeah, which is unfortunate. I mean, I'm sure Coach Massey at some point in the second half, he'll give them their due and take them out one at a time. Shot missed badly by Jessica Robinson, and it's going to go back to the streak. So bring it the length of the court with 2 minutes to play here in the third. Another substitution for Jacksonville, Megan March back in. She replaces Liz Salterman. Well, and the Streaks, I think, need a game like this. They've had their struggles the last,
four straight losses, six of seven. Yeah,
seven of eight, Ed, wasn't it?
Seven of eight?
Yeah. And a travel on Chelsea Stevens to that little sidestep there. But picked up the pivot foot before she put the ball on the floor. 1:48 to play, 34-5 is the Streaks' lead. Flagler with it, brings it across, left to the center's circle, met by Kaylee Miller. Kaylee taps it away and comes up with a steal. Kaylee Miller on the dribble right side, puts it up off the glass. Too strong. Rebound tapped around, and Jacksonville comes away with it. But Chelsea Stevenson blocked the outlet pass, but Jacksonville gets it back. This is March on the right baseline. Cut off by Lauren Livingston. Kicks out to Flagler. Now, wow, what was that? Abby caught the ball at her hip and just like let it fly from there and missed the three-pointer. Now she knocks it away, and the Streaks will have it back in front of the Jacksonville bench. 1:15 to play here in the first half. Streaks with a 34-5 lead. Kaylee Miller with it out high, right side. Right baseline, Chelsea Stevenson back to Kaylee Miller. Now it's Lauren Livingston, Arlita Brown on the left wing. Out high to Kaylee Miller. Lauren Livingston, left baseline, penetrates, stops. Puts up the five-footer. No, but she's fouled, and it's going to go, let's see, we get 24 or 3 on that one. Let's see what they indicate. 24, and that's Madison Shanks. Her first foul. Lauren Livingston will go to the free throw line with two shots. 58.8 to play here in the first half. First shot is up, and in and out, no good for Lauren Livingston. Lauren Livingston, 5'7 sophomore, second shot up and good.
Her first point of the game.
35-5, 55 seconds to play. Three-pointer left baseline is no good by March. Streaks come away with it. Here's Kaylee Miller. Left baseline, Lauren Livingston back out to Kaylee Miller on high left side to Arlita Brown out high on the right side. Bounces right baseline for Chelsea Stevenson. Puts it on the floor, picks up, back to Arlita Brown out high right side. Back to Chelsea Stevenson, right baseline, fires on top of the three-point arc. Too strong, but gets her own rebound, top of the key. Now it's Kaylee Miller on high left side, bounces for Lauren Livingston, left baseline, fires on top of the three-point arc, and missed it. The rebound's going to go off the Streaks last. The only thing with some of the younger girls I've noticed a lot is you got to be aware of where you're at on the floor. We've had a couple of shots right on top of the three-point arc, and if you're out that far, you better be getting that extra point. You better move back a few inches. Just got to be aware of where you're at.
Right.
On the dribble, this is Carly Provo. Otherwise, it's like it's not necessarily a high percentage shot. If you're going to be out that far, you better be getting that extra point or going for that extra point. And another Jacksonville turnover with 7.9 seconds to play.
19
to 5 points. Streaks with a 30-point lead. 6 seconds to play. Kaylee Miller in the backcourt brings it across with four. Now to Chelsea Stevenson with two. Right baseline early to Brown at the buzzer. Missed it. Tip up and no good by Lauren Livingston at the buzzer. We have played one half of basketball. Scoring slowed down for the Streaks in that quarter. They only scored 10, but they lead the Jacksonville Crimsons 35-5. We'll come back with our halftime show. We'll run down the halftime scoreboard and schedule, halftime stats as well. Streaks lead at 35-5. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free when you text the word FAST to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FAST to 797979. Text FAST to 797979.
Did you see her new car?
Yeah, it's a Toyota.
I want a Toyota.
Who doesn't want a new Toyota? It's the most dependable, longest-running brand on the market, and the 2019s are some of the most beautiful vehicles I've ever seen. Lucky for you, we have a whole lot full of them. Hi, I'm Brian Penniman, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. If it seems like everyone you know is driving a new Toyota, sounds like it's your turn. I promise we'll make it easy. Come see us today and buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Online at GalesburgToyota.com.
Robert! There's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Senior night here at John Thiel Gym. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Jacksonville Crimsons 35-5. Well, all Streaks, they led 25-3 at the end of the first quarter. Only outscored Jacksonville 10-2 in that second quarter. Tough going for the Crimsons. And again, it's been this way for them the entire season. Like we were talking about there in the first half, you hope that, because it's tough to lose and lose and lose and lose badly. Hopefully she's able to convince these young girls that it's all going to pay off in the end. You're all getting playing time as freshmen and sophomores, so by the time you're juniors and seniors, you're going to be able to compete with some of these teams, and you're going to have a lot more experience than,
right,
than some of the other girls you play against. So hopefully she'll be able to convince them of that and have some of the girls these girls stick around. 35-5 with our halftime score. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Credit Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Well, coming up, here's what the schedule looks like after a couple of losses for the Streaks Friday night, Saturday afternoon games. You felt you probably should have won. Turn around, got this one tonight. Then tomorrow night, we'll be on the road at Moline to take on the Maroons. That is weather permitting. That game was postponed. We were supposed to play that one last Thursday. That's postponed till tomorrow night. Now, if it gets postponed again, you're pushing it. It's getting tough because we're at the last week of the regular season, and we go to Quincy on Thursday night. In between, we have got I guess it's not in between. Tomorrow night, the Illinois Fighting Illini are hosting Michigan State. Oh, yeah, that'll be an easy one. Well, at least they played them home. They actually played them. That was Michigan they played up there.
Yeah, they haven't played Michigan State yet, but Michigan State just lost on Saturday to Indiana. So.
Yeah. So in the Illinois at home, they've been playing well at home, played probably their best game on the road at Maryland, though. Illinois tomorrow night, but of course we'll have the Streaks for you here on WGIL. That'll be, let's see. Yeah, we were scheduled to have that one on the air, but it's starting, 7 o'clock tip off It's a 6 o'clock tip-off, so it'll be starting just before the girls. We may or may not get any of that game in. I'm guessing probably not. So the girls at Moline tomorrow night. Then coming up on Thursday night, we'll be at Quincy. And then the boys will be playing host to the Alamon Pioneers Friday night. Illini basketball Saturday afternoon as they host Rutgers. And then the boys are off on Saturday. They'll play Moline the following Friday. And the girls will start the postseason as we will be heading down to Manual for postseason play. We'll take on the Peoria Notre Dame Irish a week from tomorrow night, the following Tuesday. And we'll open up against Notre Dame. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency. And Galesburg Streaks lead 35-5. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights? And everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans. But the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Dawn Tucker from WGIL with this community reminder. Girls in grades kindergarten through high school are invited to Robo-U, put on by the Girl Scouts, on Saturday, February 23rd at Carl Sandburg College. It's a way to get girls interested in robotics. Deadline to register is February 13th. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Accounting Systems in downtown Galesburg for over 70 years, from the simplest to the most complex. They can prepare your tax returns and offer bilingual services, too. A winter weather advisory is in effect from 3 p.m. tomorrow until 6 a.m. on Wednesday. Mostly clear skies for tonight, a low of 16. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance for sleet and a high of 33. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 23 degrees.
They're free, and with it, you can win cash. So be sure you have a white WGIL button for all your coats. Get as many as you need at Knoxville Bar and Grill on East Main in Knoxville.
Back here at John Field Gym, halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Jacksonville Crimsons 35-5. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. The Streaks, a bunch of people scored. 8 points for Riley Jenkins leads the way, a couple of threes and a two. 6 points for Andrea Sampson on a couple of threes, six for Kelsey Legg on a three, and three for four from the free throw line. 4 points for Chloe McCarthy on a basket and two free throws. 3 points for Deja Range on a basket and one for two from the line. 3 points for Kaylee Miller on a three. Two for Chelsea Stevenson on a basket. Two for Lexi Tucker on a basket. Lauren Livingston with 1 point on one for two from the line. Six threes for the Streaks. Seven for ten from the line for Jacksonville. Real quick, 3 points for Megan March. A basket, one for two from the line. A basket for Annika Robinson. One for two from the line.
Realistically, the only stat that you need to know about this game is that after this game, the Crimson will be 0-29.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's 19 first half turnovers. Streaks turned the ball over six times. Streaks out rebounded them 25-10 in the first half, including 15-2 on offensive boards. Jacksonville only got 13 shots up and hit only two of those 13, including 0-3 from downtown. Streaks are not shooting the ball well. 11-35, 6-16 from downtown. But I mean, that's probably the weakest part of this game has been the shooting efficiency of the Streaks.
Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. What was the turnover total? Now we're at 20 for Jacksonville. They had the ball to start the second half and a travel. And actually, there was already one other travel that they didn't call. So,
well, and it was a late call, too, because it looked like Flagler even knew she traveled. She was just sitting there waiting for the call, and it finally came when she started thinking about passing.
Now the Streaks turn it over. Running down is Annika Robinson. She lays it up and in. She was in some foul trouble in the first half. She's got three fouls. Coach Massey started the five seniors. Lexi Tucker out there with Andrea Sansron, Kelsey Legg, Deja Range, and Chloe McCarthy.
Interestingly enough, Lexi's been on the perimeter pretty much her entire time out there.
I think they're trying to get a 3-4.
That's
my guess. Yep. There she is, left wing. Now Chloe. And it's knocked away by Robinson. Now Kelsey Legg out high right side. She'll penetrate and kicks it out to Lexi. Left baseline. Fires a three and missed it badly. The defense running out at her. And, well, they're going to say it. Oh, it got tapped. That's what they say anyway. So it'll go back.
To keep the ball.
That's why it missed that badly.
Okay.
I'm agreeing with the official. That's all I can say. I do that all the time. I always agree with officials.
Yeah.
Andrea Sansron penetrates. 10-footer no good. Gets her own rebound. Goes up and under off the glass and in. Nice job by Andrea Sansron. Missed it. Followed it. Went up and under. 37-7 Streaks with 6:48 to play in the third quarter. Left baseline, March fires an 18-footer. That's an air ball over the back, not called on Robinson. Now her shot is missed, and Andrea Sampson comes away with it. Andrea with it. Gets to Deja down the right block, turns, leans in, puts it up and short. Rebound comes down to Chloe McCarthy. Kicks out to Andrea Sampson, right wing. Top of the Kelsey Legg, left wing to Lexi Tucker. Now bounce inside, Chloe McCarthy to Deja. Can't hit, but the foul is going to be called on, I believe, Parkovic. That'll be her first, and Deja Range will go to the free throw line with two shots. 3 points for Deja in the first half on a basket and one for two from the line.
Well, that was one of those situations where the dribble definitely helped Deja. She just wasn't very quick with it to get back up and in.
Hits the first free throw, make it 38-7. And now 39 as she hits both. We need to stop hovering around that 30-point lead mark. We need to get some cushion heading into the
fourth
quarter.
Want to say it, but yeah, for our own peace of mind, I wouldn't mind if we got it up a little higher just to make sure that we don't have to worry about that running clock not happening.
March misses the shot, rebound to Deja. And it's unfortunate because some of the girls that don't get as much playing time that would get a lot tonight won't get it with a continuous clock, but you know, some of us have
to work. They played the sophomore game.
Yeah, exactly. And some of us have to work in the morning. Lexi Tucker for three out high right side, short, right on target, missed it. Andrea Sampson with a rebound, turned around five-footer, missed it. Rebound tapped by Lexi Tucker, but Annika Robinson comes away with it for Jacksonville. One-on-one against Kelsey Legg, and a runner from about 14 feet is no good, and Kelsey brings away the rebound.
Kelsey handled her own there. It was like one-on-three. She pulled the rebound down.
Chloe McCarthy left baseline for three, missed it badly, and the rebound comes down to Flagler for Jacksonville. 5.5 minutes to play third quarter. Streaks with a 39-7 lead.
See how long Coach Massey goes with the seniors. I figured they'd be out by now, but he's continuing to let them play.
I still think he's going to. If Lexi Tucker hits a three, I think they'll all come out. We'll see. Kelsey Legg penetrates down the right side. The runner scoops it up. No, but she's fouled, and the foul's going to go against, I believe, Lauren Flagler. And that'll send Kelsey Legg to the free throw line. Kelsey with 6 points tonight. She's 3-for-4 from the line. Hit a three-pointer as well. Hit a couple of threes in the game Saturday against Alleman. Then had 9 points and hits the first free throw here. 40-7 is the Streaks lead. 5:11 to play third quarter. Not a great crowd here for senior night, but you figure there's not just probably a few Jacksonville parents here. Very few.
I'm guessing we decided this wasn't the original senior night.
No.
You know, some people might not have known the rescheduling.
Provo misses for 15 feet left side, and Kelsey Legg with a rebound. Nice pass to Deja down the left block. Didn't take the dribble, missed the shot. Andrea Sansa rebound put back is good. Andrea in there dominating the offensive glass. She's got 10 points now, make it 43-7.
Flagler might disagree with you that she got pushed to the baseline there.
And now another miss by
Provo,
and Andrea Sansa with another rebound.
Andrea's at the seven rebounds. She's going for the double-double.
I don't know if she's going to get that opportunity. Probably won't be in that much longer. Kelsey Legg for three. Missed that one. Rebound from out, missed it from high. And Deja rips they came down with a rebound. It was, I think, Flagler. Deja just ripped it away from her. Actually, it was Provo. And they got fouled on the putback attempt. And who'd the foul go against? Let's see.
Oh, Coach Massey's pulling the subs back.
Oh, Deja's first free throw was in and out, no good. And Parkovich picked up the foul. Back in is Madison Shanks, 5'6 freshman. Also Jessica Robinson, 5'10 freshman. 4:24 to play third quarter. Streets with a 43-7 lead. Now he's got the five subs up as Deja missed. McCloy McCarthy with a rebound and fades away on the right baseline. Puts it back up and in. She's got 6 points. Make it 45-7. Down court it goes to Jessica Robinson. Missed the 10-footer. Deja with a rebound to Kelsey Legg. Now it's Andrea Sampson right baseline. Drives down and laid it up. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Annika Robinson for Jacksonville. She's on the run. Over the top to Jessica Robinson. Laid it up off the glass and in. First person other than Annika or Megan Marsh to score for Jacksonville.
Kelsey kicks it ahead and knocking down the 19-foot two is Andrea.
Andrea, so.
And this is the last time we're going to see the seniors.
Yep. So a nice round of applause for the three seniors.
Seniors.
And a 30-second timeout called by Jacksonville after that one. 47-9, the Galesburg Silver Streaks with a lead, 3:46 to play in the third quarter, and we will not see that group again here on the John Thiel Gym court. So, checking in, Erlita Brown, a 5'8 junior, Riley Jenkins back in, 5'7 sophomore, Chelsea Stevenson, 5'6 junior, Kaylee Miller, 5'5 junior, and Lauren Livingston, 5'7 sophomore. All right, so Jacksonville will bring it the length of the court. 3:46 to play, third quarter. Streaks with a 47-9 lead. Annika Robinson with it, top of the key, and a steal by Chelsea Stevenson. Gets tapped away. Chelsea gets it back. Now to Riley Jenkins. She'll set the offense for the Streaks. Out high left side, Lauren Livingston, left baseline, Kaylee Miller. Swing it to Riley Jenkins on the right side, right baseline, Chelsea Stevenson for three. Too strong, and the rebound, weak side. Lauren Livingston up off the glass, missed it, gets it back up off the glass and in. Streaks just killing it on the offensive glass. 49-9. 3:10 to play here in the third quarter. Out high right side, this is Provo. Ball tapped by Riley Jenkins, and Jacksonville gets it back. Lauren Livingston knocks it into the backcourt, and it'll go back to Jacksonville.
Well, what you got to be careful of right there if you're Lauren is she used the arm closest to the offensive player, and oftentimes that's a gut whistle blow for the official thinking that there was contact. You want to use that off arm to knock the ball away so you can show that there's space between you and the offensive player.
Unforced turnover there as Provo tried to get it to Salterman. Just went off her fingertips, and the Streaks get it at the end of the Jacksonville bench on the far sideline with 2:50 to play in the third, leading 49-9.
Only the third turnover of the quarter for Jacksonville.
Right baseline, Chelsea Stevenson for three. Missed that one, too strong. She's been right on target and missed a couple. Now Annika Robinson on the run down the right side, laid it up, missed it. Rebound for Jessica Robinson, back to Annika Robinson. Five-footer off the glass and in. They're in double figures. Robinson with 6:49-11. Quickly back the other way. Chelsea Stevenson got hammered by Shanks, and Chelsea will go to the free throw line with two shots.
So a couple weeks ago, I watched that Rocky game against Alton. Mm-hmm. I stayed for that game. And there was a technical foul called on the Rocky bench. However, don't they have the rule where if a technical gets called on the bench that the coach has to sit down for the rest of the game? Or does it have to be on the coach?
I think it has to be on the coach.
I think it has to
be on the coach. But because it also counts on the bench. It counts as a personal foul, so it adds to your total on personal fouls. First free throw was no good by Chelsea. Second one, first was good. Second was no good. Lauren Livingston got the rebound, missed a shot. Chelsea Stevenson with a putback can't hit, but she's fouled again. So she'll go back to the free throw line.
Okay, well, that makes more sense because I was trying to figure that out.
Yeah, so I think it all has to be on the coach for him to have to sit. Chelsea hits the first of two again this time. 51-11, Streaks lead, 2:21 to play third quarter. I'm sure Jacksonville does not mind a continuous clock either. They've gotten used to that. They get out of there earlier.
Right.
52-11 as Chelsea hits both. Yeah, that was an over and back, wasn't it? That's what I thought. And the ball knocked away by, who is that that's in? That's I believe that is Sophie Gugliotta. I'm not sure, though, because she has not been dressed on the varsity.
I thought they... Okay. They must have called it out on...
Inbound comes Annika Robinson. 15-footer from the right wing is no good. Rebound Arlita Brown for the Streaks. Right wing it goes to Chelsea Stevens and Kaylee Miller. Under 2 minutes to play now here in the third. Lauren Livingston, left wing with it. Swings it over to Chelsea Stevenson on the right wing for three. Short on that one, and the rebound comes away to Jessica Robinson for Jacksonville. Out high, this is Salterman. Now at the free throw line, Jessica Robinson misses the 16-footer, and it's going to go back to the Streaks with 1:38 to play.
Who shot that last one for the Streaks?
Chelsea.
And you think that's Sophie Gugliotta?
That's what I thought. I'm not totally sure, but I think so. Lauren Livingston penetrates, kicks down to Arlita Brown on the left block. Bounces for, I believe, Sophie Gugliotta. We'll see, because we'll help jump ball called. She got tied up. And the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. I'm going to turn up the PA if she got fouled so I could hear Bill Adelson say whether that was her or not. She's wearing number 50. Whichever player it is, first time dressing varsity.
Yeah, we haven't seen her in the game before.
She's got it on the left baseline. 15-footer up, no good. Rebound off the hands of Chelsea Stevenson, but Lauren Livingston pulls it away. She's got it on the right baseline to the right wing to Chelsea Stevenson. Top of the key, Kaylee Miller for three. Too strong. Rebound run down by Chelsea Stevenson on the right wing. Arlita Brown down the right block. Bulls her way in. Gets a block. Yeah, good job by Arlita. She was going to force that thing in there no matter what because it was Green that was moving, or excuse me, Shanks moving along with her anyway, so the foul is going to go against the defense.
Team six.
16 fouls, so the Streaks will be at the free throw line from here on out.
Streaks have yet to be called for a foul in this quarter.
Kaylee Miller, 10-footer is short, and the rebound comes down to Annika Robinson for Jacksonville. She's going to run it down coast to coast and lost a handle on it. Now to Jessica Robinson. She lost a handle on it. The ball comes loose. Lauren Livingston comes away with it for the Streaks. And gives to Kaylee Miller. Kaylee across midcourt in the center circle. Left wing, Lauren Livingston for three. Good! Lauren Livingston gets in the act. She's got six. Make it 55-11 with 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. This is Annika Robinson, and a ball tapped away by Kaylee Miller. Chelsea Stevenson comes up with it. Chelsea on the run, right wing, on the dribble, picks up, is out to Kaylee Miller. Now Chelsea Stevenson on the baseline, pulls out to the wing, gives to Kaylee Miller. Ooh, got a wide open three, take that. Nope, going to pass it off to Chelsea. Now gets to Lauren Livingston down on the block, can't hit, but she's fouled by Jessica Robinson.
Yeah, really working the ball inside there because both Chelsea and Kaylee had wide open threes, and neither of them wanted to take it.
So that'll put Lauren Livingston at the free throw line with 6.1 seconds to play here in the third quarter, and the Streaks leading 55-11. 5'7" sophomore, first one is up and good. We've been trying to figure out Lauren Livingston the whole season. She's got a good-looking shot, but she just sometimes she misses badly, and it's hard to figure out why with the way she releases it. Everything made the first, missed the second there. But just going to come with more practice, more experience. And at the buzzer, shot in and out, no good. We played three quarters of basketball. We will have a continuous clock. And the fourth quarter, Streaks lead at 56-11. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Certain professions require certain footwear, and Breedlove's gets that. For CNAs, nurses, or anyone who spends a lot of time on their feet, you'll want to check out their Dansko, clogs, or Allegria options. At 10% off every single day, Breedlove's offers Red Wing work boots and Timberline steel and soft toes at 15% off every single day. And they carry a host of other customer favorite brands like Sass, Merrell, and Sperry's. Head to Breedlove Sporting Goods, Shoes, and Boots in downtown Kewaunee, or go online anytime to BreedloveSports.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Prepare to save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off. Listen to Clark Howard weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Jacksonville with a basketball to start the fourth quarter. A travel not called, and they turn it over anyway. Streaks come away with it, leading 56-11. Chelsea Stevenson, right wing, kicks out high to Kaylee Miller. Now it's Arlita Brown on the wing. Puts on the floor out to Sophie Gugliotta between the circles. Out high left side, Kaylee Miller. Nice backdoor pass to Arlita Brown. Lays it up and in. Nice look from Kaylee Miller to Arlita Brown. That's her first basket of the ball game.
Arlita doing everything she could right there to get the attention of Kaylee. She's jumping up and down saying, throw me the ball.
58-11. Streaks lead 7:20 to play in the ball game. It'll be a continuous clock here. Right wing, a near steal, and that's
going to be a turnover.
Oh, I thought it should go back to the streaks that time.
But. Yeah, it looked like it went off the leg right there, yeah. March, but Crimson will keep it.
All right, it'll be Parkovich inbound. And it comes to Jasmine Watson, 5'10 senior, into the ballgame for the first time tonight. Now March has it in the paint, and push is going to be called. We'll see, I believe. Let's hear. Nope. Bill's looking at his roster, too.
He's not. With the foul.
Who'd he say?
I didn't
catch it. He wasn't sure. I don't know. Now, a couple of misses by Porter, but then she finally got it up and in the third time. 58-13 streaks. Well, Vicky Johnson is 50 on the sophomore team, but I don't know that that's who it is. Streaks with it. Well, now she's going to put the shot up, and, got blocked. Maybe that is who it is. I'm not totally sure. I don't pay enough attention during the sophomore games to know what all of them look like. Shot missed, but Porter with a rebound to Watson in the paint. Five-footer up and good. This could be their – they had 6 points there in the third quarter. This might be the highest scoring quarter for them. Three-pointer, Arlita Brown, no good. Rebound comes away to Porter for Jacksonville. 58-15, streaks lead, 5:40 to play in the ball game. Now a whole new group of streaks are going to come in. As Kaylee Miller, great hustle, comes up with a steal, lost a handle on throw on the floor, and it goes into the backcourt, and Jacksonville gets it back. Porter puts it up off the glass, missed it all off bounds, got a rebound, and now it's stolen away by the streaks, and now we'll see if she makes a free throw. We'll hear who Bill says it is. If she makes it, hopefully. Foul went against whom?
March.
March. March picked up the foul, so going to the free throw line. Currently the unknown streak.
You have Bill turned up?
Yes. We'll see. So she's got a chance of the one a bonus here with clock running, 4:50 to play. First shot is up and good. So checking into the ball game. Oh, there's another one out there, too. If it's her sophomore uniform, it's Megan Roan, but I don't know if that's who it is because he's wearing 52. Second shot, no good, and they say it didn't even hit the rim. Let's see what Bill says. He mentions who she replaces. Bill's relaxing. He's sitting back now. Grace Nelson in for the streaks. Abby Davidson, Audrey Peck, Abby Endoff, and one other that we're not sure of. With 4:15 to play.
Another turnover.
So the streaks will get it back. So 15 points. How many turnovers so far?
We're up to 27.
27 turnovers for the Crimson. Grace Nelson with it. Out high right side. It goes to Abby Endoff. Back to Grace Nelson between the circles. Left side to one of several possible players. Nice dump off from Audrey Peck to Abby Davidson. Missed the shot. Got her own rebound. Now lost the handle on it. And Jacksonville brings it back the other way. And they're going to near turnover, but March able to run it down near midcourt, and a full timeout called by their head coach, Jeanette Barlow. Ah, let's stop the clock with 3:34 to play. Streaks leading 59-15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL on WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by office specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
3:34 to play. Streaks lead 59-15 over the Jacksonville Crimsons. Well, we know four of the five players on the floor for the Streaks. Audrey Peck, 5'11 sophomore. Abby Davidson, 5'11 freshman. Abby Endoff, 5'6 freshman. Grace Nelson, 5'2 freshman. We're not sure about the other one. Somebody added to the roster late. Now, if it's the same uniform she wears at the sophomore level, it would be Megan Roan, a 5'7 sophomore. But we're not sure about that. Inbound, stolen away by Audrey Peck. Streaks have it. Well, if she takes a shot and makes it, we'll find out who it is. Here we go. Who was it?
Sophia Gugliotta.
Oh, that's Sophia Gugliotta. Okay. Well, wasn't her the first time. So, two-pointer for Sophia.
Her first varsity points. You know, now that he says that, it does look like she does look like her sister.
Yeah, now I can see it now, too. Streaks with it back the other way now. Grace Nelson drives. Runner blocked by Flagler. We'll bring it back the other way. So now we're not sure who it was that was wearing number 50 now. All right, so the Streaks lead 61-15, 2.5 minutes to play in the ball game, and it comes. Oh, ball got knocked out.
Look at the catch.
yeah, down there on the right, but one-handed. Had a camera in one hand. And
yeah, nice shot by Bill, catching it in one hand with the camera in the other hand.
Abby Davis missed the shot. Audrey Peck with a rebound. Nice bounce to Abby Endoff. She'll bring it back out on the left wing. Now Grace Nelson out between the circles. Streaks will reset. Just over 2 minutes to play. Now Sophie Gugliotta, right wing, right baseline. Abby Endoff and lost a handle on it.
You think 34 Amara Abby also plays on the volleyball team?
Which, oh, yeah. Judging by the knee pad she's wearing, I would say yes.
March has them too.
Yeah.
Those, but Abby's look like they're straight volleyball knee pads.
Yeah, they do. And she turns and fires from straight on, missed it badly, but got her own rebound. Kicks out to March, 1:35 to play.
One of the things that would frustrate me if I was Coach Barlow is the fact that a lot of these shots don't even look like basketball shots.
Yeah.
They just, it's like back to the little kid game of chucking the basketball.
That I understand you don't want to blow the whistle a lot, but how do you not call that trap?
I know.
Porter was posted up, and she just looks. I mean, she's a young lady again. I don't know that there's any potential there. She's tall, just a freshman, but just really doesn't have any idea about the game. She caught the ball, posted up, and was just kind of moving her feet around. As going to the free throw line is Sophie Gugliotta with two shots, 52 seconds to play, missed the first one. And the Streaks up 61-15. Well, they'll pick up their 16th win of the season against 13 losses. Second shot up and good. 62-15 with 34 seconds to play. Barkovich with it. Bounces for March in the right corner. Well, I like that these young Streaks that have been out here playing have still been playing pretty good defense. Still pressuring the ball.
Yeah,
I would say our young players are better than their young players, even though they've been getting a lot of time. Now a tie-up, and it goes back to the Streaks with 10 seconds to play. I don't even know if we'll get another shot.
They stopped the clock for some reason. Not exactly sure why.
Yeah. 8 seconds to play now. Sophie Gugliotta with three, drives baseline, stops to Abby Davidson got knocked over at the buzzer, but the Streaks win it. Final score, Galesburg 62, Jacksonville 15. We will come back with our post-game show. We'll run down the stats. We'll get a chance to chat, I believe, with the Streak senior players. As Coach Matsey said, he'd send them up tonight with a win. Streaks win at 62-15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
In basketball, it's your defense's job to keep the other team from scoring, just like your car insurance policy is supposed to protect you when you have an accident. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. Craddy Insurance and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the perfect team to keep you out of foul trouble. I'll discuss your needs and we'll select the right coverage for you. Call me today at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg for a free auto insurance estimate with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Yeah, I walked the dog, gamed a little, played a little frog.
What does your morning commute sound like?
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a sausage McMuffin with egg and a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, please?
Kids back up, went back home, and I went to...
Here you go, Jim.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match two select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Accounting Systems in downtown Galesburg for over 70 years. From the simplest to the most complex, they can prepare your tax returns and offer bilingual services too. A winter weather advisory is in effect from 3 p.m. tomorrow until 6 a.m. on Wednesday. Mostly clear skies for tonight, a low of 16. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance for sleet and a high of 33. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 23 degrees.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks win it here, 62-15, the final score. Streaks now 16-13 on the season. Our postgame interview brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. As we get a chance to chat with the senior Streaks here tonight on senior night. First up is, who's going to talk first?
I'll go first.
Okay, Kelsey Legg.
Okay.
All right, Kelsey. First off, congratulations on the win tonight. I know you guys were desperate for a win. You'd had a lot of close games lately. Probably kind of fun to have a game like this toward the end of the season.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then especially then getting to have, like, everybody on the team getting in, because we've had new people come on the team and haven't got to play a varsity game yet. So that was nice that everybody got to go in and get shots up.
So a busy time. You guys played Friday night, Saturday night. You got tonight, tomorrow night, weather permitting, and then Thursday. Do you guys mind playing back-to-back-to-back like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard, of course, but I mean, I think we're a team that it doesn't really faze us, I guess. We go in to practice every single day, and we do the same thing that we always do.
All right. So plans in the mortuary science, is that that's what's in your plans in the future? Well, good for you. What made you choose that field?
I went to a college career at Sandberg, and they had it, and so that
that's
was
interesting.
That.
There you go. Were any of your teammates surprised if that's what you were interested in?
No. No, they weren't.
Just all right. Kelsey, congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Who's next?
I'll go after
Andrea
you.
Sampson's next. All right. Andrea, first off, congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you.
I guess it's probably nice to you know, kind of a relaxing game, but you guys came out and you played hard from the start. You knew you were probably better than this team, but you still came out and played really hard and did what you did to put them away early.
Yeah, of course. We're always going to come out and play our hardest. So,
Future plans for you, of course, you're going to be going to Eastern Illinois University to play softball. Is that even on your mind yet, or are you still kind of still really focused on basketball right now?
Right now, just focused on finishing up the season. Softball, you know, it's my favorite sport, but I am excited for it, but just an important part right now is basketball. So,
okay, so tomorrow night, weather permitting, you guys will be up at Wharton Fieldhouse. That's a place I've never played in a place like that, and I know we've had years where we haven't shot well. How do you feel shooting in that place? Because the background's so different than any place else you play.
The backdrop makes it a little difficult, but, you know, I mean, they're shooting in there too, so it can't really make an excuse. Yeah. So just have to do our best.
All right, Andrea, congratulations on the win.
Thanks
for talking with us. Deja Range, one of the other seniors. Deja, again, congratulations on the win tonight. You guys went out and just you did your work, and well, you didn't have to work too much tonight because Coach wasn't going to let you guys play too much. How does it feel being the last game here in John Thiel Gym? A little emotional at all?
Yeah, it's sad because, you know, I've been playing basketball since I was, like, in fourth grade, but it's been fun. I think it's been a lot of fun this year, a lot more than other years. We've had a good time.
So a couple of regular season games left, and it won't be easy at Moline and at Quincy on Thursday night. What do you think is the key to try to get – because if you get both those victories, you guys end up in second place all alone in the Western Big Six.
I think that we just need to keep working hard on defense and on the offensive end. I think that we can win.
So for you, same as Deja, you'll be going on and doing some track and field at Western Illinois University, but you still got a season finish up here and track and field here as well. Is that starting to creep into your mind as we head towards spring? Or
yeah, a little bit. I've already been on different sites looking at stats to see what people have been throwing, but I'm still focused on the season and ready for track.
All right. Congratulations on the win, Deja. Appreciate
Thank
it. Thanks. Chloe McCarthy. Chloe, congratulations on the win first off.
Thank you.
All right. So you've had some struggle shooting the ball a little bit lately. Came out, shot a little bit better tonight. What's kind of the key for you to get that the shot going?
Well, I've been practicing. I've been staying after practice to work on my shooting. So I feel like it'll come around soon, like towards postseason.
That's it. That'd be a good timing. All right. So you guys, let's talk about the postseason a little bit. You still got a couple of regular season games left, but you guys will play down at Manual. You'll have Notre Dame and. They're kind of, I know, talking with Coach, said that we're all kind of similar between Dunlap and Notre Dame and us. So you know it'll be a tough game in the first round. So what's kind of the key to come out and get a win right off?
I think the key is defense. Our defense should be on that night, and then we'll get a victory if we have good defense.
No, there's been some changes for you over the years, playing in, playing out. You still get to play out a little bit on offense, but sometimes down in the post defensively. Has that been a tough transition at all?
I've practiced all over summer working on my post, but I'm, like, excited to shoot also, like, from being a guard last year and then going to post this year. But, yeah, it's fun to, like, have a change.
Chloe, congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you.
Lexi Tucker. Lexi, you always come in off the bench and you make some things happen. You make things exciting. What's that feeling? And every team needs players like that come in and kind of give a spark. And that's you kind of feel that's your role coming off the bench?
It is. I work hard to make the team better and bring excitement to it. And it's just my role on the team, and I love it.
You always find a way to get it. It's fun to with you and Deja. You're both undersized post players, but you do such a great job defensively on almost always bigger post players. What's kind of the key to that?
You mainly just got to box out. You got to be big in there. There's not much to it.
Right, and you always manage to get in there and get a basket somehow also.
Yeah, I try.
All right. Well, Lexi, congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you.
All right. The Galesburg guys, thank you guys. Appreciate it. The Galesburg High seniors joining us here in the post game we're gonna get a picture. Bill Dickerson
picture with you
after Bill made the great catch one handed with the basketball earlier, and I got to try to stretch my cord here. All right, thanks.
Looks like we're good.
Streaks with a win here tonight, 62-15, the final score. And it's nice. It's fun to talk to the seniors. Actually, they were more talkative than I thought they would be, because there's times that some of them don't want to say too much when they get the mic in front.
No, we had a little battle on who was going to talk first.
That was a big argument. Yeah,
I think once the ice was broken, it was good.
Yeah, they like to make fun of each other too. That's for sure. All right. So our post-game interview brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks win it 62-15. We will come back and run down our post-game stats. Also, we're going to name a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game coming up as well. Streaks win at 62-15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Opening a health savings account is a great option to consider. The contributions made to an HSA may be used to pay qualified medical expenses now, or you can accumulate savings towards future medical expenses. A qualifying HSA account may also offer you tax benefits. Hi, I'm Tara Ruff at Tompkins State Bank. Opening an HSA account with us is very simple and requires no minimum balance. For more information on a health savings account, call or stop by any of our four locations today.
Tompkins State Bank, member FDIC.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Back at John Field Gym, Streaks win it here tonight. 62-15 is the final score. Postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. A lot of people got into the scoring book for the Streaks. Andrea Sampson led the way with 12 points, a couple of threes, and three twos. 8 points for Riley Jenkins. Those all in the first quarter, a couple of threes and a two. 8 points for Kelsey Legg on a three-pointer and 5 for 6 from the free throw line. 7 points for Lauren Livingston, a three, a two, and 2 for 4 from the free throw line. 5 points for Deja Range on a basket, 3 for 6 from the line. 5 points for Chelsea Stevenson on a basket and 3 for 4 from the line. Now let's see, 2 points for Lexi Tucker on a basket. Chloe McCarthy, 6 points, a couple of baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Kaylee Miller on a three-pointer. 2 for Arlita Brown on a basket. 3 points for Sophie Gugliotta on a basket, 1 for 2 from the line. We should have asked the girls when they were up there who was wearing number 50.
Right.
Because they were talking about the new girls that had come and been practicing and got some playing time tonight. So we're not sure. The other one, she did have a point on 1 for 2 from the free throw line. We'll find out who that was for sure. Let's see, for Jacksonville, they were led by Annika Robinson with 6 points on three baskets. 3 points for Megan March on a basket, 1 for 2 from the line. A basket apiece for Jasmine Watson, Jessica Robinson, and Cecilia Porter. No three-pointers and just their 1 for 2 from the line. And, kind of scary when you only score 15 points. And I almost cringe when I hear what you're going to say was the turnover total for Jacksonville.
Yeah, 30 turnovers for Jacksonville in the game, only 9 for the Streaks. So good job, obviously, by the Streaks in that regard. Rebounding-wise was just as ugly. 52 rebounds for the Streaks, 26 for Jacksonville. Streaks out offensive rebounded them 32-9. Jacksonville just not a very good team, and then their record kind of shows that. But I mean, not even close games.
Yeah,
they were 7 of 35 from the field, including 0 of 3 from distance. Streaks, on the other hand, got 66 shots up. They were 19 of 66, 7 of 24. So Streaks did not shoot it particularly well. 3-point range wasn't bad. 7 of 24 is not bad from 3-point range, but overall, just 19 of 66. But stats in addition to the points Tom told you about, the unknown player had 2 steals to go with her point. Audrey Peck had a rebound and a steal. Deja Range had 7 rebounds. Abby Davidson had a rebound. Lauren Livingston had 6 rebounds, 2 steals. Chloe McCarthy had 6 rebounds, 1 assist. Abby Endoff had a rebound. Lexi Tucker had 2 rebounds and a block. Andrea Sampson, 7 boards, 2 assists and a steal. 1 rebound, 4 assists and 2 steals for Kaylee Miller. Arlita Brown had a board. Chelsea Stevenson, 4 rebounds, 2 steals. Grace Nelson had a steal. Riley Jenkins had 4 rebounds and a steal. and Kelsey Legg, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals. So just everyone that got in the game got in the stat book in some form or fashion, I believe. Yes.
Yep, looks that way. So, yeah, nice job by the Streaks here tonight. Well, did what they had to do to get the job done. I mean, you know, we kind of knew it's a foregone conclusion when we looked at all the scores from Jacksonville this season. We, you know, there's no way you're probably going to lose this game unless everybody gets kicked out and you have to forfeit. But you still have to come out and play. And they actually came out. You could come out and sleepwalk through it. And they didn't. They came out and played hard from the start, which was good. And just put them away, took their confidence away early.
Yeah, and that's kind of the important thing that you want to see, is you want them to come out, play hard, and play like this was going to be a win regardless. And that's pretty much what they did. They stuck it to them, but real bad basketball team.
Absolutely. 62-15, the final score. Postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kiwanee. We'll come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL on WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedloveSports.com.
You know those people who can build anything? I'm not one of them either. But you don't need to be, because the guys at Courtright Construction are. They're master craftsmen that'll take on every project on your list. Give them a call to get your project on the books. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Listen to President Trump's State of the Union address before Congress tomorrow night, immediately following Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Streaks win it here tonight. 62-15 is the final score as they down the Jacksonville Crimsons. Time right now to name our Dave Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And this one, where was crunch time? Well, probably them getting off the bus. I don't know. It's it's just
maybe the scheduling of the game.
Yeah, maybe the scheduling of the game. That could have been it. But, you know, it's senior night, and honestly, all the seniors contributed. Well, as you mentioned in the stats, everybody on the team contributed. But the seniors, in a big way tonight, they played really well. And I liked the hustle, even though they were much better than the other team. They were going after the loose balls and you know, causing the steals and dominating on the glass. So we're going to go with the five seniors: Andrea Sampson, Kelsey Legg, Deja Range, Chloe McCarthy, and Lexi Tucker, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Players of the Game here tonight.
Yeah, and you know, like you said, kind of a confidence-building win. If you can use this as a confidence-building win, that's a big thing. And I think that's the big thing Coach Massey needs to stress. It's okay, we went out, we took care of business, you did what you needed to do. Now, the unfortunate thing is you would have liked to have seen them shoot better, especially right, with Wharton coming up tomorrow, and we all know that that's a rough place to shoot the basketball. But you can take the basic defensive concepts they had here. They've already beat Moline once, so you know you can kind of use that as ammunition as well and say, right, well, you know you can do this. You just have to go out and do it.
Absolutely. So the Streaks get the win here tonight. They're now 16-13. The Jacksonville Crimsons dropped to 0-29. Sophomores also got a win here, 44-28 was the final score. All right, well, partner, I won't see you again. It just depends.
Yeah.
If we get the game in tomorrow night, I won't see you. Thursday night, I won't see you, and I don't blame you for not wanting to go to Quincy. But if either game gets postponed and we have to play either Friday or Saturday, I'll see you. But yeah, Otherwise, a week from tomorrow night, we open regional play at down at Manuel. And that won't be easy either. I mean, you got to come in and you got to play some good basketball. You got to play Notre Dame. And again, Coach Massey talked to me off the air about this. Said, you know, you take us, and although we beat Dunlap pretty handily, but you take us and Dunlap and Notre Dame, and said, put us in a hat, and you know, we're kind of the same team. All three have been up and down. So you're going to have to come out and play for a chance to get a crack at the defending champs.
Right, and that's the big thing. The big thing is, you know, when you get into a regional situation, you want to be as high of a seed as possible so you avoid having to play that number one seed. And the problem for the all the teams in the center of the of Illinois, other than Richwoods and Morton, is that Richwoods and Morton, probably the two best 3A teams, reside down here. And, and, you know, I know Kankakee thinks they're going to have something to say about it, but I have a feeling that we're going to be seeing Morton and Richwoods back down in Bloomington at the end of the month.
Yeah, now, okay, so the way it's set up, well, we won't, we'll only be able to see one of them, though, right?
I don't know. Do they have to face each other in the super sectional?
No, it would be, we're,
because Morton's going the other direction, I believe.
I thought they were in our the other subsectional, though, so they would be in our same sectional, I think. I thought they were in the other, oh, you know what, I've got that right here, I think, maybe.
You might be right, maybe.
I was thinking they were in,
I was thinking that they were going north. Over,
because Pontiac is hosting a regional, and then, they're in the our subsectional A, we're subsectional B.
Oh, okay.
They're hosting regional, and Pontiac's
hosting. So, yeah, it's only one of them is going to get down there.
Yeah, so they'll have to meet if they both get there, which is the most likely scenario. They would both play at Chillicothe, the IVC, and they've played twice. And both have been close games, and they split the games. One of them was an overtime game.
Right, that's
so,
right.
Yeah, pretty interesting. And it's unfortunate that it works out that way.
Well, yeah, would think that, and I know they don't like doing this, but you would think that they would try to alter it so that wouldn't happen. But
yep, but they never do. They never do. All right. Well, the Streaks won it here tonight. Good night, senior night here at John Thiel Gym, 62-15. Is the final score. That's going to wrap things up here from John Thiel Gym. Thanks to James Noble, our studio engineer here tonight. For Eric Gibson, Tom Meredith saying good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.